everybody.
It's a Sunday morning in Ann Arbor, and 49-year-old Lourdes Salazar Bautista is getting her three children ready for the day. The kids are finishing breakfast before Lourdes has to take her son Brian to a soccer game. The family appreciates mornings like these because they know they may be numbered.
Mi nombre es Lourdes Salazar Bautista.
Lourdes Bautista came to the U.S. from Mexico in 1997 on the heels of her husband's arrival. Everything seemed fine until 2010. She was on her way out of the house to take the kids to school when she was stopped in her front yard by immigration and customs enforcement agents. 19-year-old Pamela is the oldest of the siblings. She was only 12 the day she saw her mom taken away.
I just remember that, like, my dad was leaning. He was, like, on his knees looking up to see what was going on outside. He was scared. He didn't want to go outside. I remember he ran to go get me, and he asked me if I could go see what was going on. And I ran out, and I just remember seeing them, like, detaining my mother in front of me, and they weren't answering any of my questions either.
Lourdes spent more than 3 weeks locked up at a detention center. After being released, immigration officials gave her a stay of deportation to take care of the kids, but her husband was sent back to Mexico. It's been 7 years since the last time she saw him. The last time, Lourdes says, immigration officials only gave them time to hug and say goodbye.
De abrazarnos y despedirnos. Yeah.
For the past 7 years, Lourdes has received an annual stay of deportation. That was until this past March when Lourdes went to her annual appointment to renew her stay. The immigration agent told her she had an order of removal because she had missed a court appointment. Lourdes says she was never told about it. Now she's been ordered to leave the country by July 10th.
No hay trabajo. Mi esposo lleva 7 años allá.
There's no work back there, Lourdes says. My husband has spent the last 7 years working at a ranch. But that's not the life I want for my kids. If Lourdes is forced to leave, her three children will be separated. Pamela is entering her sophomore year at Michigan State University. She says she'll return to MSU in the fall, but the fate of the two younger children is more complicated, especially for 13-year-old Brian.
He wasn't as fortunate as us to grow up with my dad, to grow up with both parents. So just taking another parent away from him, I don't think it's the best for him. I think it's best if he stays with our mom. And honestly, like, I don't think I could take care of my brother.
The sisters tell me that growing up as the children of immigrants in the U.S., they never truly felt like they fit into either culture. Pamela was always afraid of her friends finding out about her life.
To be honest, I've just always been scared of what my friends might think of me, what my friends might say to me.
You know, you have to understand that most stays are temporary.
Ron Walker is an immigration attorney based out of Detroit. He says situations like the one Lourdes is in rarely end with the person being allowed to stay in the country.
Well, anytime you're in the country without legal status, that is, you're undocumented, it's very, very difficult and in many cases impossible to get a legal status while you're physically in the United States.
The family is nervously waiting until next week for the next decision to be made and to find out if Lourdes is sent back to Mexico. If the worst does end up happening, Pamela says it's not the end of the story.
Her dream is for us to get an education, to do something with our lives. So I'm not going to let that go to waste. If my mom gets supported, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going and one day bring her back and show her that all her hard work was worth it.
Until then, the family will keep living their lives as normally as possible. Lourdes and Brian get in the car to head to one of Brian's soccer games. Be good, I love you, she says to her kids before they drive off. For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega.